Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, it's Jay. But before we get started with the news, let me just say this, that the curse has finally been broken. And me and Brandon are finally lucky friends after so long.
I think next month would have been 2 years since we've been lucky friends.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I was at work. I was about to just finish up a yard. I said, you know what? Let me open up the game. I haven't been on the game in a while.
Wait, how long do you mean by a while?
Like 2 days.
Okay.
And
honestly, I think today was the first time I logged in since yesterday, because I think yesterday I just did my walking and my feeding my buddy and then logged off. Yeah. But continue.
And then I was like, you know what? Let me just do this real quick. And I opened up the gift from Brandon. I was like, whatever. It's going to be the usual one. Then I seen, after I opened it up, I seen the trade icon become shiny. As shiny.
Gold.
Golden. I was like, all right, we're in business now. So yeah, it's great. But anyways, enough about that. So for our next spoiler hour, we're going to be
Wait, Jay.
What?
What about your update on Scarlet and Violet?
Oh, no, I completely forgot about that. I'm be real with you guys. Oh wow! It notified me again. Look at that. I'm gonna screenshot that again.
Well, I mean, you can also. I also got the screenshot that you sent me, so I can also put that in the video too.
Yeah, but
hey, editing Brandon, remember to put the screenshot up for the video.
Allegedly, but update on Scarlet and Violet. I have not been able to play Scarlet and Violet at all. Like the last 2-3 weeks, just been busy, and I've been getting home from work like. Especially last week, I've been getting home, I work at 7.
Last week was so busy for you for work.
I got home at 7, I was like, well, you know, time to eat dinner and just go to bed, because honestly, I was like, I'm tired to even do anything.
But then you played Helldivers for like an hour or two, didn't you?
Like, I only did like one mission, and I was paired up with a bunch of bozos. They couldn't help me finish the objective. I was like, you know what, I'm leaving this match, I'm turning off everything, I'm going to bed.
Not even any Persona?
Yesterday, yes, because today was a rest day at the gym, but I did more level grinding as usual because I'm trying to be over level for the next boss battle, which I was by like 5 levels, so I'm not too mad about it, but it was an easy boss fight, honestly.
Nice, but go on.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. For our upcoming spotlight hour, we're gonna be having 4 different Pokemon. Can you believe that, guys? We're gonna have Vulpix, Poliwag, Snorunt, and Hippopotas, who all can be shiny and Hippopotas. And the bonus is going to be double catch XP, and our next raid hour is going to be Regice, who can be shiny, by the way. Which, speaking of Regice, there's one nearby.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. We got, there's 15 minutes left on it, but...
And we won't get it, so, I think.
No.
Oh, well.
But our current event is the Weather Week event. It ends on March 18th at 8 p.m. your local time. The bonus for the event also, is going to be the following.
Shout out to this event, because I got a Hundo Drifloom. Not a Shundo, just a Hundo. Hundo Drifloom because of that. And Jay and Drifloom's relationship gets even worse.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think I might as well just completely ignore the existence of that Pokemon. It means nothing to me now.
All right, continue, Jay.
And our bonuses for the event are the following. We're going to have double catch Stardust, increased chance to get a shiny cast form, and extra Stardust for catching weather-boosted Pokemon. And depending on the weather, certain Pokemon will be spawning more frequently in addition with cast form. So if it's sunny outside, sunny in-game, Cacnea is going to be spawning more often. And if it's raining in-game, we're going to have Lotad, Snow in-game, Snover, Partly Cloudy, Roggenrola, Cloudy, Spritzy, Windy, Swablu, Fog, Ghastly. In addition to these Pokemon, In addition to that, these Pokemon will spawn no matter what the weather is. We're going to have Paris, Drifloon, Heliotile, Amora, Huakami Shiny, and Lickitung. So for our raid pool for the event, we're gonna have Poliwhirl, Ghastly, Hippopotas, Amora, who all can be shiny, and they're all gonna be in the 1-star raid pool. While in the 3-star, we have Charizard, Lickitung, Drampa, who all can be shiny, and lastly, let me take that back. And for our 5-stars, we have Regice, who can be shiny, and lastly, we're gonna have Tyranitar and the Megas, who can be shiny too.
And we need to get you that Mega Energy for it, don't we? Because you have a hundo, don't you? Which I did not know about until you mentioned it on the podcast one day.
Yeah, it's a lucky hundo.
Wait, what? It's a lucky hundo?
Yeah, I thought I showed you.
Who did you get it from?
I got it from you.
Oh, I think I remember this. Because I think you shouted me out in our local community's group chat about Discord about it.
Yeah, but yes, Brandon is right. I have zero Mega Tyranitar energy.
Yeah. Which
The well is dry, fellas. I need...
Have you Mega Evolved it, though, at all?
No.
Or any of them?
No.
Because I don't know if you got that before or after Mega Tyranitar was in the raid last time.
I think it was after it was in the raids, but I never got around to doing any of the raids.
Okay. Because I remember last time I was in the raids, we did the Indigo Market.
Yeah.
And it was over there in the new location in the Bishop Art District, and then we went to a big Barnes & Noble, stopped at a gas station. I got invited to one. I did it. And then we drove back home.
Yeah, sounds about right.
But anyway, you did a few research encounters, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Okay, our field research encounters for the event are gonna be the following: Paris cast form with a normal shine. So our field research encounters are gonna be Paris cast form in its normal sunny and rainy form, Drifloom, Helioptile, and Amora, who all can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you can find a cast form with a snowy form. And if you're lucky, collection challenge. Oh, wait, now we can actually talk about what a collection challenge is, since we have it available to us now. Let me see, because it wasn't whenever I did this. So the collection challenge is going to be, looks like there's two different ones. For one of them, you're going to have to catch a cast form. Oh, all four. One of them is going to catch all four forms of cast form, and it's going to give you 5,000 stardust and an incense. Then the second collection challenge is going to be catch a Helioptile, Amora, Paris, something I already caught, so I can't tell what that is. Jay, can you tell for me?
And the cast form. Right now.
Okay.
Let me see.
It's slowly covered up by the check mark. I can check.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm almost done catching over here. Ever since the whole bit with the... Oh, it's Drifloom.
Drifloom, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, ever since the whole thing with the people getting banned from doing like the quick catch message, which I know that was like a glitch in the game, I have not done the quick catch
message. You know, there was actually a big controversy that just happened recently, but apparently somebody was able to hack. They say they weren't able to hack it. They like May 19th think they were the person, mm-hmm. and got access to somebody's account, a really well known content creator. I don't think you follow him, but they went on posting about how they got into his account on Twitter and all that. Posted a video of him of them deleting, I think it was a Shundo Mareep. Like deleting his Shundo Mareep and being like, "Hey, I got your account," all that, blah 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 blah. Uh huh. And then Niantic, then you know he reached out to Niantic. Long story with the shortest, he was able to get his account back, and I think his Mareep restored to his account, his Shundo Mareep. But then some people are saying, why can't you guys do this for like the other people that have been saying they got the accounts hacked? Why only for the content creator? And I'm like, it's a big can of worms. It sucks that his account basically got hacked, even though the guy that did says he didn't do it. Because he just made Niantic think he was him. And all that, but yeah, that's just something that happened, and that you talking about that made me remember about that.
Yeah. Well, I'd be heated about it too, but yeah, no, ever since then, no quick catch method, so yeah.
Alright, so we're also going to have a showcase that will feature Pokemon from the event. Alright, so this upcoming Saturday, which I walk unfortunately, but I'm going to make sure I got my gacha. It's going to be I'm going to make sure I have my gacha with me, but this upcoming Saturday is Community Day from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. Litten will be the Community Day Pokemon. Evolve Litten all the way up to Incineroar and it will learn Blast Spawn. And afterwards, from this day onward, Incineroar will learn the move Darkest Solarian, which, fun fact about Darkest Solarian, Jay, it was its signature move when it got introduced in Generation 7. It lost it in Generation 8 because other Pokemon were able to learn it. But now in Generation 9, Incineroar is the only one that can learn Darkest Solarian again.
Nice.
So it got its signature move back. All right, so there's also going to be a $1 USD ticket like every community day. The event bonus is going to be 3x catch XP, 3x catch, or 2x catch candy, my bad. Mm-hmm. 2x chance with trainers at level 31 and above to get XL candies. Lore and incense, not including daily adventure, will last up to 3 hours. Snapshot surprise. The next two will last from 2 to 10 p.m. your local time. One extra special trade, and trades will cost 50% less stardust. All right, after community day, like always, it's going to be a raid battles from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. your local time. Total Cat will be in the raids. Beat it, and for 30 minutes, Litten will spawn in the wild within a 300-meter radius, or 0.18 miles. And will have the same shiny raid as it did during community day. So hopefully we may have to do some of those on Saturday, Jay. Because I'm going to be working until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, what's going to happen on Sunday?
Okay, Sunday. Let's see here. Sunday. Okay, the bonus. Any of these? Is it Verdant Wonders?
No, it's above it. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Did that highlight for you on your thing?
I got ahead on the script.
Okay.
Okay, so on Sunday,
it's this upcoming Sunday. Yeah,
Sunday on the 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, by the way. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time, we're going to be having a special raid day featuring Primal Kyogre. And the event bonuses are going to be the following. Primal Kyogre appear more frequently in the raids. Receive up to 5 raid passes from spinning subs. And an increased chance to get a shiny Kyogre. The remote raid limit is going to be increased to 20 starting Saturday the 16th at 5 p.m. and ending on Sunday the 17th at 8 p.m. PDT time.
Hey, are we going to be able to do these on Sunday? Because you're in charge of Sunday.
Yeah.
Also, can I take a quick note, side note?
What's
you know what's weird about this year?
What?
Easter is in March.
No.
It is. It's on the last day of March, the 31st. It's not in April this year. I was talking to somebody.
It's probably because it's leap year.
I don't think it's ever happened like that last. I'll check last leap year. I don't think it was that last leap year, which would have been 2020, right?
Yeah. Oh, before the Dark Ages.
Technically, wasn't that when the Dark Ages happened?
Oh, yeah, because last year Easter was on April 9th.
Oh, wait, it doesn't tell me. Hotel Silas TBR 15 minutes to. That was, I think, notes for like.
Alright, go back up.
No, it doesn't show me in the holidays now.
Lame. Actually, hold on. I could probably look
it up. Just look it up, 2020 Easter. But anyway, you did all. I'm on one of the windows, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's not even showing for me, too, on my phone.
Here, go over one of the windows. I'll look it up, right?
Sure. Let me.
Which I gotta complain about Warden Wandos.
Oh boy. Okay, so
it was April 12th.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
Yeah, it's just so weird this year. I don't know why. I think it's because of like the way everything's happening and all that. Because of the way the calendars work. I think this was eventually gonna happen once. Well, because I remember somebody talking about something like this once, but not with Easter, but with, I think, Passover or something like that, which is around the same time Easter happens. Because I know it was a Jewish holiday that was technically going to be skipped 1 year because of the way that works. So I think because of the calendars, I think that holiday had to do with Easter too, because, you know, they kind of correlated a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, this is the only year because, like, see, then it's going to be... next year is going to be April 20th. Then 2026 is going to be April 5th.
Cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Verdant Wonders. There's going to be a ticket for the event that's going to cost $7.99 USD or your local equivalent currency. And the ticket will be available to purchase. It's going to be a special research story that will lead to an encounter with Zarude. and it'll be on March 21st, which is on a Thursday. So Thursday, March 21st at 10 a.m., and it'll end on March 25th, 8 p.m. local time. Ticket holders will need to open the game between these days to get the story. Lame. Ticket holders will get more spawns of the following Pokemon: Panpour, Pansage, Panseer, Cutiefly, Red, Blue, or Yellow Flower, Flabébé, Cottonee with a Flower Crown, and Zora, who all can be shiny. Some trainers may also encounter the following: White or Orange Flower, Flabébé.
Yep. Okay, so can we go back and... $8. $8 for the ticket event to get a Zerud. That, I don't know why, it's just that $8. They were doing so good with making them cheap and all that. Then do $8. Mm-hmm. That annoyed me so much. I'm like, no, I was originally thinking of getting this, but no, $8, no.
Yeah. After seeing that, I'm more than likely just gonna sit this one out.
Yeah.
Because even after spending the money, you still have to complete.
You have to at least open the game between that time period to get it. Afterwards, you can finish it whenever you want. You just need to make sure you open the game between those two, between those dates.
That's kind of lame.
What?
No, you have to open the game between those days. It doesn't just readily give it to you.
No, you have to open it to claim it. And then, you know, but see, the thing though with me, it's the $8. I just don't like. I'm like.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth the $8.
Now, if we did videos and all that, more like, you know, like Zeri2Dots, Trainer Club, Trainer Tips and all that, I would think about doing it. But like, we don't really at the moment. Maybe one day we could. But right now, I'm like, nah, it's not worth it. But anyway, making the debut are going to be the following: Cottonee and Whimsicott wearing flower crowns, and also Flabébé, the Flabébé line making its shiny debut, which I got to say, that is going to be, if it wasn't for the twinkle, I guess it's what you can call it, it would be so hard to tell the difference between regular Flabébé and shiny Flabébé. You can tell a little bit more whenever it's in its other stages, because it's mostly the body changes, not the flower.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it up real fast to see if I can find it. Hold on, I'm probably just do. Oh yeah, let's do one dose. So let's see, blah 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 blah. Yeah. So this is the.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it looks good, but like if you look, the shiny looks nice. But this is the thing. Oh yeah, here it is. Regular, shiny, regular, shiny, regular, shiny, regular, shiny, regular, shiny. It's right there. That's the shiny part. It's body right there.
That's very little effort.
Like, on its other evolutions, it looks nice. It's just whenever it's fourth stage, you cannot tell at all. You have to zoom in so much. And it's such a small Pokemon.
Wow. It's very lackluster.
But also, wild encounters are going to be the following: Bulbasaur, Oddish, Tangela, Hoppin, Poochyena, Shroomish, Cottonee with Flower Crown, Cutiefly, Walk can be shiny, plus Nuzleaf. And if you're lucky, you can find Pansage, Panseo, Panpour, Zora, White, and Orange Flower for Flabébé, who all can be shiny. And along with those, depending on the region you're at, is depending on the Flabébé you're going to get. You can get the Red Flower for Flabébé if you're in Europe, Middle East, or Africa. Blue Flower for Flabébé if you're in Asia Pacific, and then Yellow Flower for Flabébé if you're in the Americas. The field research tasks are going to be the following: Vulpix, Poliwag, Meryl, Slugma, Cottonee wearing Flower Crown, Pansage, Panseo, Panpour. What can be shiny, and there's going to be a collection challenge that will get you Stardust XP along with a Flower Crown Cottonee. Showcase are going to have a featured event Pokemon. Not too bad. It's just honestly not too bad. If any of the events I'm gonna be playing lightly, it's gonna be this cast form based event, because I want the other forms, but I have too many regular cast forms or shiny regular cast forms anyway after its field research task day. So what do you think? Yeah, what do you think, Jay?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I mean, not bad. The one thing I'm still not a fan of is the whole $8 for the ticket thingy, but it's whatever.
Same.
But the one thing I am looking forward to is trying to get shiny Pantsage, because I already have shiny pants here. I got that from an egg. Yeah, I saw that. I kind of want to get it.
So it's going to go live on the 23rd.
Oh, nice. Because I got shiny pants here in December 2022. Got it from... Oh, wait, no, I didn't hatch it from an egg. I caught it from a field research.
Yeah, research. I was thinking it was a field research, because I remember that.
So, I'm looking forward to trying to get shiny Pantsage. That way I can, you know, after that I can just focus on getting Pantpour. And I'll have all three shiny, and then I'll wait till they get a community day, which I doubt it.
Yeah, oh no, they won't. I'm looking forward to Lynn community day, and...
Yeah, I seen the shiny for Lynn. I like it.
See, okay. Okay, so I originally did not like any of the Alolan starters, but after watching clips and seeing some of the anime and all that, I have come to love all the Alolan... Well, the only one I liked at the beginning was Popplio. I didn't care for Rowlet or Litten. But after watching the anime and all that, and watching Ash's Litten, Rowlet, and all that, I came to love all three of them. All three of them are goated.
Nice.
And so yeah. Oh, did you hear about the... Before we end the episode off, did you hear about the fact that they made a Moraidon motorcycle that's going to be on display for like a week? Oh, March 15th to the 27th. At Tokyo Midtown, Hibana... Atrium. Thank you. I actually never seen Atrium spelled out, so I wasn't sure. Yeah, but Moraidon motorcycle.
Can't say I'm surprised, but that's pretty cool. Let's see what else.
Also, I think tomorrow, if it's not tomorrow, it's next week.
Oh, wait, go back. No, I forgot. I saw this song. I got a tweet about it. Go down. Keep going down. Right here, yes. There's a distribution code for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet to get a Yasobi Pommy, and Yasobi is a band.
Oh, it's a band. Okay. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna give the code out. If you guys are watching the video version, I'm gonna put it on screen. But it's Y0AS0B1B1R1B1R1.
Yeah,
that is still confusing towards the end.
Yeah, because I think they did a song for the
for like it's like some coin thing that Pokemon's been doing. It's like some music thing they've been doing.
Yeah, they did a song with the Pokemon company. That's pretty cool. I saw that. I was like, yo, I gotta get on that.
And if it's not this Friday, it's next Friday with a new set. Oh, the new English set is about to drop. Oh my god, I can't remember the name of it. I saw it like literally 2 days ago. I'll see if I can find it real fast. Let's see. English set. Temporal Forces. That's it. I think it drops. Oh no, it drops next week. I guess pre-release is this week. Nice. But anyway, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget, you guys can find us on TikTok. Let's go Pokemon TikTok for as long as TikTok's around. Let's go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram, and Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on YouTube, and Let's Go Pokemon Podcast wherever you guys watch podcasts. And if you guys follow us on TikTok, make sure you follow us on everything else so that in case TikTok goes down.
Yeah, and then if it does end up getting banned, we do I think there's a 6-month grace period until somebody else buys it up, which that's probably gonna happen. And because for security purpose. Yeah, no, it's a lie. It's all a lie. Don't trust the government.
Anyway, you guys have a good one. See you guys next week. Good luck shiny hunting this weekend.
See you guys, and stay woke from the government.